It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Don't stop me,
'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
I'm a racing car,
passing by the Lady Godiva.
But I'm gonna keep my clothes on. Maybe not. You never know. We are libertarians. Lady Godiva. All right. What I want to do is we wanted to get into I'm looking for the future stuff because we're going to have Gerald Celente on tomorrow and Jeff Berwick. And that's going to be an interesting conversation. Stem cells in my penis head. I want to hear all about that. But, you know, hopefully we can get that done in 30 seconds and get on the other stuff. But my main thing was precious metals. The reason I wanted to talk to them was silver. I'm going... Yeah, I can feel it. Here it's starting to go. It's $18 plus now, and when it goes, it's going to go. It always goes. And there's going to be a slingshot and a pendulum thing, and it'll hit, I have no idea, 30, 40, 50 at least. Then it'll start. It'll go down again. You sell, you wait, you buy a bunch more again, you got some private, get more silver. I'm all about getting more silver. So what do you think in precious metals? Where's that going to play in here?
Well, even my non-libertarian clients, I actually, as of yesterday, I went through and I put precious metals in all their accounts. So because, you know, not everybody's on the same page as us, and so I, you know, sort of managing some people to different degrees. But even as of yesterday, I think basically almost every single one of my clients has precious metals exposure. If they don't already, I mean, a lot of libertarians, I just say, hey, it's better off you just have it, you know, yourself.
Don't need you doing it. They just do it.
Yeah. You don't need, but a lot of my non-libertarian clients, you know, you say this, but yeah, it's never on the top of the to-do list and they don't really care and they'd rather just have some sort of, you know, stock, gold stock, which is fine. A lot of them have been up a lot, way outperformed the S&P 500 this year. I don't have the exact numbers ahead of me, but I mean, gold is up. I don't even know. I don't want to make a guess here, but you know, probably like 25% this year. It's doing pretty well. Obviously, past performance, no indication of future returns. There's my disclaimer. But yeah, I think it's everything that's going on, I think, is setting up for an absolute windfall in gold and silver because we've got $17 trillion in negative rate bonds. Why would you want to, you know, give your money to a bankrupt government that is going to actually take that is guaranteed to lose money on all these? So. And it's funny when you have disclaimers and say that, you know, could be a loss of principal. Well, now you put your money in a bank and it's a guaranteed loss. I mean, not in America. Yeah, in real terms, is pretty much a guaranteed loss if you take into account what the inflation rate is, what the actual inflation rate is, which, you know, it'd be great. I need to get John Williams' contact information from you guys because I'd love to have him on again, the shadow stats guy who breaks down, like, the real rate of inflation and... unemployment numbers and GDP.
John Williams, let's get him back on. Donna, do it up. No, that'd be good. That's time. You know what I need to do? You know, Donna is like, she takes care of producing. And I go, yeah, I want to talk to this guy. What I need to do is we just changed a bunch of the formatting on the media page for Freedom's Phoenix and Declare Your Independence. We're doing a lot of back end stuff. We're getting ready to launch a subscription thing. And it's going to be, get a lot of tools and skills for coming up in the 2020 election cycle. Since social media's been such buttheads, we've had the capability of really turning you into an effective activist and someone that can be the smartest guy at the water cooler and make all your friends and family smartest guys at the water cooler. This has been a really good resource is all the guests that we've had. And I need to go back through the guests. I go, yeah, definitely that guy, predicted, said it did happen, didn't happen, whatever, wrote the book about it. So we have fantastic resources to go from. You go through the guest list there and you see guys that you want to talk to come in. I'll get you their information. You can come in, help me interview. You go interview them, whatever. Because the reason when I first started doing radio, and we had like this wiki of all of our guests, and I let the people go in and edit it. That freaked Charles out, man. He's like, wow, you're letting people chat. I go, yeah, they do a lot of the work. I would never do that. I know. But we had that open for a long time because the audience, we didn't have staff. They helped me, you know, organize and put additional information in contact. And it was there for guys like you. It was there for other Liberty radio hosts, for them, because I'd put their contact information, just like we do now. We have their contact information, their web pages, their bios, all that. It's for you to contact them and have your own questions and or have them on your show. So you just go to the guest list and all that information is there. So you can do it now.
Yeah, I didn't know that even existed. It's funny, the first time I heard, the only time I heard John Williams on your show, I was, I think I was at the Crypto Invest Summit, which is actually was only in April, and Bitcoin was probably like $4,000. Very somber mood at that, which only like a month later, it was like closer to 10 or maybe at 10. And I remember I was with another guy who listens to the show, John, and then I'm turning on your show. It's 6 in the morning, and all of a sudden I hear John Williams is on. I'm like, man, Ernie didn't even tell me he was getting John Williams on, and that was the one who was telling you should get him on. But I just happened to be listening.
That's how it works.
It was just funny.
Just go down to John, see your scroll. I mean, I tell you, man, we got a lot of people. I go, oh yeah, that guy. Okay, J-O-H-N, I imagine. John Williams, there he is.
There he is.
Shadow Government Statistics Analysis Behind Beyond. Okay, boom. You click on that. You go into the show. And that day was Larkin Rose and Amanda, along with John Williams. So we go into the first hour, next to my heart. And there he is. And it has all of his, web pages, his bio, information. A lot of times we have contact information. You certainly get it, through his web page. But, yeah.
So for the listeners who aren't familiar with Shadow Stats or John Williams, basically what he does is he takes a lot of the government numbers. He's actually using government numbers, but then they changed how they calculate a lot of these numbers from 1980s to 1990s and then 2000s. And so he'll show, okay, this based off the government's numbers, this is what the inflation rate would be if we calculated it the same way as did in 1980, or if we calculated it the same way as 1990 on both inflation, unemployment, GDP, a few other numbers. And so that's when Donald Trump is beating his chest and saying, I've got the lowest unemployment number since 1969, and there's never been more African Americans or Hispanics or Latinos or whatever other mix he wants to throw in there for having the lowest unemployment ever. Well, let's compare it apples to apples. Because if you compare apples to apples, believe me, these are not numbers we're writing home about. And I wrote a book on this called How It's Rigged. You guys can actually get it for free if you text Liberty Advisor. It's just one word, Liberty Advisor, no space. Then the number you're going to text that to is 71441. So in the body of the text message, it's Liberty Advisor, and then the number you're going to text it to is 71441, and then that should then automatically send you a link to then get
Thank
a copy of my
God
book.
God for explaining that. Nobody ever explains it. Like, what number? What do I put? What the name? What? It's what's the number?
71441.
Okay, you go. You do a text. You open up a text, and you go 71441 is the number.
Yep.
And then the text you put Liberty Advisor all one word, and then you're done.
Yeah, and if you want to get a whole bunch of information, on crypto IRA, you can text the same number and then text crypto IRA, and then I've got a link sending out a bunch of stuff. I'll get you hooked up with this, so then that way you've got a number.
No, I need it. Let's do it.
Super easy, man. I know the guy is a crypto guy who owns the website, and I know he helps me out personally when I've got questions on it. We'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
I heard about Richard Grove. You're talking to Richard about it. And I'm like, man, I can get this set up super easy.
I know. So that's why you're here. Yep. So we'll get that taken care of. Well, because there's a lot of this stuff that we're doing. It's become obvious to me that I'm not going to get what I want, certainly right away, on this pirate communication thing. Because we have the capability of doing a lot of this on Freems Phoenix. And the reason we didn't go social media, because you have an account, you can do all kinds of stuff. You have your own page, you can do all kinds of things. You even have your own advertisers. Like where Facebook and these guys, they just put their advertising on your page. Well, you can have no ads for all I care. You do it all yourself. Well, we designed this as a social media from the beginning. But what happened is it just killed our servers. But a lot of that was right after the Levolution. They wanted to make sure it killed our servers. We got DDoSed and so on. So we went through it all. And it was Mossad. When we did the Arab Spring thing and we were doing all this stuff, they wanted us to know it was them too. It was a subcontractor out of freaking Germany that was hired by the whatever.
It was Epstein?
That might as well have been. And it was Michael Kilsky, was state chair of the Libertarian Party. He's an attorney. He's wanting to be a judge. And he's a computer science guy. And he, you know, set up a bunch of our stuff. And because he's an attorney, he sent him a letter. And he goes, as attorney Ford, we noticed that you did 26,000 requests a second, you know, kind of crap. And we're going, yeah. And who? Oh, we were just checking. We were doing it as a favor. Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to make sure that you knew your vulnerability. Yeah, we were doing you a solid.
Maybe it was an accident.
Signed, Ivan. So we did a whole show on it. It's in there somewhere. This stuff happens, but we got solutions. Tempacho's going to help us out. You got financial solutions needing done? TheLibertyAdvisor.com. There. All right. You want to work on you know, my texty thing?
Yeah, let's work on the texty thing, because if we yap for an hour, then I won't have time to work on the texty thing.
No. Well, we'll yap while we're texty thinging, and people get to know the texty thing. Let's help people with the texty thing. People, do you want to learn the texty thing? Let's do the texty thing. All right, well, let's like talk about it a little bit, and then we'll get in the meat of it, and we'll go off. But okay, so is it a web page? Is it through the phone? What are we doing?
Yeah, I want to say it's called, actually I have to go see what it's even called. It's like something like SMS 160 or something like that. It's 160 characters, so that's why it has the name 160. Let me try to log in myself so now I can even see what the website's called. And the only reason I went with this one, I mean, there might be others, is because I met the guy at a crypto, actually World CryptoCon. It's Marketing 160. .com.
Marketing160.com.
He's using the word just, but you just do this and you just do that. But it's it's pretty easy.
And you knew this guy from some event?
I met him at World CryptoCon, and I was already looking at doing this stuff, and then he had mentioned that he's doing this, and he runs some other crypto event. He wasn't running that event, but there are crypto events that he runs.
There was a guy named Ben Nichols that was one of the, you know, original revolutionaries in the 08 campaign. He was a young guy at Arizona State University and really liked him. You know, Ben was cool, you know, and we did a lot of, you know, fun stuff. And he's a big influencer at ASU, and he had, you know, a lot of fun. But he wanted to go on in broadcasting. He interned and he wound up getting a job working for the parent company of KTAR. So they have, it's a local howdy neighbor talk radio kind of thing. And they also have like Family Life Radio and some other pop music, you know, kind of whatever. So he was in there, and behind the scenes, he's telling me, he's going, Ernie, it's texting. He goes, I'm telling you, it's amazing what people will give their number to you for. I mean, and you get a free whatever, and we're kind of in the party of, and we rule you, you know? So he was saying, if you offer new different, and I'm going, yeah, I'm not, yeah, you know, that's, but I don't know. And it just kind of got pushed off back here.
Yeah, the problem now is they shadow ban so much, like the emails, or they make it hard to, you know, even get emails that you're subscribed to. Right. And then obviously Facebook, obviously YouTube, obviously, I mean, even Alex Jones was, you know, taken off the iTunes feed. And so the text messaging, as of right now, that's one of the ways where, not that they can't ever do anything, but for right now, it's something
they want it consolidated so they can track. And what happens is, because the phone company is considered a utility, it's not like you can turn somebody's utility off. We don't like your political beliefs, so we're turning off your electricity. Well, because they're a utility. Well, is some providers of electricity a private company? They go, hey, man, we can sell electricity to whoever we want. Well, they get some kind of benefits or privileges or some BS entwined with the government or something. So they are obligated to continue that service. So telephone companies, the telcoms, are under this kind of arrangement, which is what they want to do with a lot of these social medias. They want to make them like a utility. Well, then they get, you know, government filter program mandate, can't always, have to, whatever it is, just like your FCC licensing for a television in the public interest of whatever the hell it is. So you might as well just be the queen, okay? So texting is probably going to, because what we want to look at is, I talked to the guys and they've been doing some back end stuff, is that we send our email dispatch dispatch via text, and they just get the link to it, and boom, it's a PDF of all the interactive PDF, like what we send anyway. So that's how we would primarily use this.
I can make one interjection. So this website right here, now there's a few different use cases for it. So one is, hey, I've got a people that I already know, that I already, you know, existing database, and I want to go send them, like you were mentioning right now, like a daily dispatch. This might not be the best service for that, just because of how the pricing is set up. What this is almost better for, in my opinion, is you're up on stage, you're in a radio show like we're doing right now, and you want to have an autoresponder. So this could be set up as an autoresponder where, hey, after 30 seconds, you get this, you know, welcome text message, then you get another one, you know, maybe another 30 seconds later.
No, this is how you use it.
Yeah, and then like a day later, maybe you get another. So maybe you could set up a series of, let's say, four or five. I mean, it could be, you know, a series of 100 if you want it to be. But let's say, hey, you know, somebody, you're at a presentation, and you are referencing all these links, and you're like, hey, text blah, 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 blah to blah, 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 and then we'll send you all this material. So when I was at TDV, the Dollar Vigilante over at Anarchapoco, I think it was text. It was, again, the number was 71441, and I think it was texting TDV. It's for the Dollar Vigilante, which actually I think that's still alive. So if you guys want to text that one too, you get a whole bunch of resources as well. But that one I think goes on for like 9 or 10 days.
Well, how does this work? I mean, okay. So you go, I get a number, you get a, you know, what to send to where, and they get a package. You upload the package to this service, or they access your site?
I mean, it could be either or. So I was having them access my site. So I'll put in there like a shortened link, and then that link then redirects them back to my site. So I'll tell them what they're clicking on, and then that will then bring them back to it, because I want to steer them back to my site.
Well, obviously, you're saying that they get stuff. You know, they
but it's
get
stuff that I pre-programmed.
No,
in
I understand,
there.
But it's served from them or you?
Whatever text messaging service, it's served from them, so it's served from
them. So you're interfacing with them to add whatever it is that you want them to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crypto guy that I'm cool with, and so I don't think that he would be, you know, censoring me or anything, but...
But that means it's a third party you're giving these phone numbers out to.
Well, technically, they're opting into the third party to begin with, so... Because I'm not... Because these
no,
are
I understand.
That, yeah.
I just need to know what I'm doing here, because I'm going, yeah, if you guys opt into this, you know, I give them an option. If you want to do this text message thing, it's going to Fred's... crypto what's his face over here. He's got your phone number, FYI. So what's the terms of agreement on that phone number? What do they do with it?
I mean, I would just be guessing, but I would be guessing that they're not doing anything with it, because I'm paying them a fee to basically help service me, and if he starts then trying to then hijack my clients, then I wouldn't be using his service.
No. I want to read that one. You know,
you can have. I've actually at one point I tried.
Whether they use it or not, they still got it.
Well,
know?
I think I tried getting you guys. He was in town, but it was when you were traveling to like Washington and everywhere else this summer. So I was actually trying to get you a physical introduction in person. I think the guy lives in Utah. His name is Steve. I can get you in touch with him.
Yeah, let's do it, because I definitely want to ask all these questions, because it may fit.
But you being an influencer yourself, I mean, you can probably get a better rate too. So if you just say, hey, and he might give you like 1,000 free credits or something. But what this one is.
Well,
so,
how expensive is it? I mean, billions of dollars are we talking about?
No, right? It's definitely not billions of dollars. I would have to go check. I just bought a bunch of credits, and he gave me some for free. So I don't even know. I don't even look at it. But there's probably other better services where, if you have an existing list and then you want to then send it to that list. But I'm using this one mainly for like the auto responding list. And then I'm sure when I get more time, I'll research what would be a better, maybe cheaper. Because there's some that I believe are like a flat fee for an entire month, and you get to send out X amount. But there's tons of stuff you can do with this. So you can even create like so one other thing is you can do text to win. So you could say, hey, text blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and somebody who's listening right now win $100 of Bitcoin Cash. And then you can then go onto the website and say, I want to specify X amount of winners. I want to specify from these predetermined lists. I only want people who opted in from 8 in the morning to 9 p.m. this day. So you can customize all sorts of things, run contest in there. Then you can have then existing people win contests. You can group them in different lists. So I have a crypto list. I have one from the TDV summit, both TDV summits separate in different lists. And I've got one from World Alternative Media as well. I've been very bad about using them, so I have them, but I haven't really used them after I collected them. So that's part of the marketing, because I talked with a young guy that we met at Freedom Fest. It was that young black kid that was in the crypto. Right. The only black guy there who wasn't Herman Cain. So at Freedom at Freedom Fest. So
It was something. It was interesting. It was him and some of his other friends. There were young guys that were kind of interning, doing something, but they had some coding skills. And I go, look, man, you guys got skills, man. We're all over it. So you started working with them, and they're doing something.
I'm having him upload all of my stuff to BitChute and YouTube, and so hopefully YouTube should be done by the end of the week, I was told, and then BitChute. There's probably about 40 more videos that need to go up on YouTube, and about 35 more that need to go up on BitChute, and then I'll have all my places in one thing, and then what I'll do is I'll then have a spot on my website where you can click it in chronological order, because a lot of this stuff, I don't want to tout my own horn, blow my own horn over here, but there's not been, I say, a lot of stuff that's way out there compared to, I mean, not for this crowd, obviously, but for the average financial advisor to say, and so much of it has been right, whether it was, you know, being out in front saying that, thinking that Trump had a very good shot of winning when everyone thought I was crazy and I should stop saying that, and then he wins, and before he even wins, saying that, you know, the last thing, you know, everything we talked about today on the show of how he shouldn't be embracing this economy, that would be the worst thing to do. Then I had that Trump effect presentation that I made in January of 2017 saying that Trump, that would, you know, have the market go up, and that would then have the Federal Reserve to lose the excuse to cut rates, and then that would then pop the bubble. And then what I was saying was that everything going on from October to December, I mean, over a year in advance, that would be the culmination of the ECB stopping their money printing, which, actually, quick aside, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet actually just rose for the first time since we stopped quantitative easing last week. So somehow they're stealthily printing money again. That's a whole nother subject. But what I said was that through October to December, that would then be the catalyst, because you had the Federal Reserve was going to be peaking at $50 billion a month selling off their balance sheet. You had, basically the Fed was going to have to start buying, probably they're going to have to sell, you know, if you've got funding a $1 trillion deficit while getting $50 billion a month off your balance sheet, I mean, what, you're going to have, you know, $150 billion a month you're going to have people purchase in treasury bonds. That's going to cause the rates to go way up, which it did in October through December, which is why they then had to then backtrack and everything. And I've been way out in front of all this stuff. So I only made this to document the ongoing financial collapse. I haven't really pimped it. I don't really have a gigantic following other than the videos that are on World Alternative Media. But I wanted to be out there to have my Peter Schiff was right. Except I think I've been more right at him than some stuff, because I have been embracing the cryptos. Then I got on Jeff Berwick's show in January of 2018 because of you, and was telling everyone that they should be selling their Bitcoin at the top, and here's the tax efficient way to do it. And then, you know, and you know, then creating my crypto wealth show basically right at the bottom to, you know, hey, if you're not willing to be in this when, you know, it's at its worst, and don't come jumping in front of this parade when it's at, like all these guys do, like James Altucher and all these you know, people that were, you know, touting Bitcoin when it was, you know, at 20,000, all these people that knew nothing about it, and all of a sudden were the experts. So I just wanted to have a repository of here's a whole bunch of different things that I was saying that came true, both on the economics, and there's, you can go back and audit the whole thing. I mean, there's very little of what I said that didn't come true, even on the, so Tim Gustafson mentioned Tom Hegna today, who, Tom Hegna is like one of the, I'll help get him on your show. I know him. He's probably the top annuity retirement income guru in America. He lives here in Fountain Hills. Very hard guy to get a hold of. I know him. And did a show with him where the show was titled "Why Rates Are Staying Low Forever," and this was in January when I interviewed him, and sounded pretty crazy. But guess what? Yeah, the rates did go up a little bit, but now the rates, not only are they low, I mean, they're negative in most of the world. The U.S. has 95% of all income yield is coming from the United States right now, as of a few days ago, and I just, you know, wanted to be, have one guy out there saying, hey, look, you know, there is someone that did predict a lot of this stuff that is going on, and not only predicting it, you know, hopefully going to make a lot of money off this as well for people that are working with me. And I did have a guy who, you know, a crypto early adopter who got referred to me through somebody that we know. And he went back and listened to all the old podcasts and is giving me a whole bunch of money. So, you know, because he's like, hey, you know, you were pretty
right.
And a lot of the stuff, even going back, you know, as the official podcast didn't come out until until I think the week Trump won is when I officially launched the official podcast. And even in September 2016, I had a 2-minute video that said, listen, the Clintons' playbook is they always accuse their enemies of everything that they do. Mm-hmm. And so they're accusing him of being a Russian agent right now, of having Russian connections, because here's their Russian connections. And I listed it out in a little 2-minute video. And I go, if he wins, they're going to say he's a Russian agent. And you watch September 2016. Who else was saying that? And then I had a freaking fake news list out there before anybody. I mean, before anybody. So
fake news is starting with Tim.
How many times can lightning strike in, you know, having, talking about Russia in September 2016, having a fake, I'm just claiming to be, because even the history of fake news is you had this one organization that was started, that was funded by Eric, or what's the guy, the Google's guy's name,
Eric Schmidt,
and then they were trying to get fake news out, and then they hired this professor, Melissa Zimdars, and she came out with this whole fake news list that was basically everybody but CNN. Yeah, everybody but CNN, and then, and then I was like, well, you know, screw that. And it was the same day that I then was like, you know what? This is the perfect name for you guys, is fake news. Like, I can't believe it. This is the perfect name. And, you know, I'm not claiming to be the first person to string those words together. Like, John Rappaport had a nomorefakenews.com from way, way, way back in the day. But as soon as I saw that list, I'm like, oh my God, like, this is the perfect name. And so then I just made a fake news list. The one person I put by name was Paul Krugman, who then won the award for most fake news a year and a half later. I mean, talk about lightning striking again. Ridiculous.
You know, this is, I've gone through this kind of revelation when I was young. You know, you see this, you're going, God, this is just stupid. There's no way that they're going to, you know, get away with this for any amount of time, especially if I put up a bunch of signs. But it has been, as time goes on, you start to realize.
And now they're red flagging people for memes. So that people are getting their guns taken away over memes.
Now, of course.
It happened this past week. Somebody got their door kicked in by the SWAT team for sharing a meme.
Yeah, it was his son or something, wasn't it?
They took the father's guns because the son was sharing a meme that said something about, you know, hey, they came to, you know, take my gun, but they don't really know I've got all these other secret guns. So then he got SWAT team to get his other secret guns. But it was just, you know, somebody, you know, I guess we're not on the radio anymore, but, you know, shit talking, posting. But yeah, it was just funny.
Well, no, and it's not that funny. You know, my thing has been, when I started doing the radio, they were going, well, when the man comes for your guns, you're going to hand them over just like everybody else. And I go, yeah, probably. You know, at the front door. I'm not going to, you know, revolution is not going to start with, you know, me at the front door and the man with all their guns coming in going to take my whatever. But, you know, if I'm worried about that, guess what? They ain't all here, okay?
Instead of Lexington and Concord, it's 51st and Greenway will be the new.
No. Well,
can't even joke about that, or else here we go, get red flagged.
No, we're on the red. If I'm not being red flagged, I'm doing it wrong. But, you know, it's, and that's one thing. I don't really worry about such things because I've known better than, that's why I'm interested in this text thing. Because we'll hold off. We'll go ahead and have him come on, and we'll yak it and see what different options are and costs and all that. Because when I look at the stats, we have over half of our traffic is mobile devices. You know, when that started, that kind of surprised me. I was going, damn.
Which, your site is sort of a pain for mobile websites a little bit on the phone.
I don't think so. I mean, I know they have... You can do, when you do it on your phone, it says mobile friendly, and you can click that thing. And I'm just like, I like having the full access of the site because I know what I can do with it. Now, a lot of people, they just want the headlines and get rid of all the crap. And I go, yeah, but you can't interface with all the stuff. Then, well, who says I want to? I don't care. Then hit the little mobile thing at the bottom of the screen, and you just get what you want.
I don't know if I've ever even hit that, so let me...
Well, hit it. You know, it comes in, oh, you want the mobile version? Because we have the mobile version that I could do. When you go on mobile, it comes up. But it's so limiting on what you can do. I go, screw that, man. Because it's called Bootstrap or something. You know, I remember us developing that. And I didn't like it because it didn't give me all the goodies. I can, you know, it's just like going to the webpage. You know, get a freaking bigger iPhone then, buttheads. You know, so whatever. The, yeah, you trying it? Did you hit it?
Yeah, I don't see where it says mobile. I need a bigger iPhone. Maybe.
Well, no, on mine, it's whenever you log into the site at the bottom.
Oh, I'm not logged in. I'm just on the
Well, I don't think I'd log away. I mean, you go to it or something. Let me see. I will go to freedomsphoenix.com. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. And then at the bottom, it says, do you want to see this in the mobile version or something? And I think I'll decline. But if you do, you can do it. And we can make that to where you have a mobile view. But, yeah, I just double-click on the text, and it gets big, and it goes. I like it the way it is, so everybody can get over it.
Everybody else can suck it.
Hey, man, get your own damn site, you know? But it's because I – and that's one thing that we're going to be doing. And this is where the text thing would come in, is that it would be instructional videos on how to use it. You know, there's a lot of – because 2020 election cycle, a lot of people use Facebook for that, you know, to spread certain things or send links or text and, you know, kind of whatever. And that's all controlled, and it's not going out. To where we have the ability for you to text or email it out to anybody you want directly from the site. And you can also communicate. This has been for a decade. You can communicate with all the people on Freedom's Phoenix without revealing your email. So it's an internal private network that you can, you know,
that's nice,
work yeah. on. So there's a lot of things in here that we're setting up for, because I didn't want to do that initially because of the demand on the servers. Now with memory being cheap, and now we got, you know, powerful and almighty, you know, and, you know, Derek out there, then I'm going, yeah.
Yeah, so my most recent Facebook live stream, I mean, I went to a bunch of places, but, you know, so I was streaming.
I don't think they're showing my live stream on Facebook anymore.
No, I don't even get it. But I was, I think I reached 136 people. So I've got 32,000 on one page, probably over 1,000 on my page. Then I shared it to Anarcho Poco's group that has a whole bunch of people. Then I shared it to like five or six other groups that all probably have 2,000 people to it. And it was only reached 136 people.
Why are you even wasting time on that?
Well, I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm streaming to all these other places, and I'm telling them to go to Float, and I'm telling them to go to DLive is what I'm doing.
How's Float working out for you?
I mean, I haven't...
Well, we're live streaming there now.
Yeah, so it's... No. So I'm like, you know, it doesn't cost me anything else to do it, or, you know, it's easy. So I'm just telling people on mainly the audience now is on YouTube, which even that, you know, the shadow banning is still reaching, you know, between 1 to about 8,000 people a video that we do, which, you know, it's just, you can even see the shadow banning on that of how what they're doing. But you know, reaching, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, well, you know, at least I'm speaking between, you know, John and I did a video the other day, it was like 8,000 people. And so, okay, well, that's 8,000 people that I'm telling to go to DLive, and every single thing I'm pimping.
Well, tell me about BitChute. Why BitChute? I mean, we're on DLive and on DTube.
BitChute isn't streaming, though. BitChute isn't streaming, so it's only like after the fact, like video archive.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about the stream. I got enough streaming going out my butt, you know. But the
I need to talk to Dr. Frank for that.
Yeah, well, thanks for hooking me up on that one. But the BitChute, I still need a faster bit. DLive is getting, DTube is getting better. You know, it's faster loads, faster recovery, faster viewing. I mean, it's getting better. And I'm like, as long as it's getting better, you know, we're good. Because it's IPFS. So I like having that interface. And then the way we set it up, it seeds, you know, all the other stuff.
I feel like Steemit and DTube have lost, like, all the momentum that they had because of, yeah.
Well, BitChute, you know, I know James Corbett would be talking to, I think, we do James tonight, yeah. So James will be on, and...
I'm his warm-up act? Yeah. Actually, I actually probably sent a bunch of people to James the other day because we were talking about the Federal Reserve, and then I went and tried on, this is doing the live stream to Wham, and I said, you know what, probably the best thing to watch in the Federal Reserve is, and I did the Century of Enslavement, and then I typed it into Google. I'm like, look at this. You can type it directly into YouTube, and you still can't even find the James Corbett one on there.
Which was number one on everything
even
forever.
Even if you type in James Corbett, Century of Enslavement,
no, it's terrible.
You see other people's. But then I actually started getting it recommended to me, so I actually took a screenshot of it. And so I know we had quite a few people comment on our video, like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely watching this James Corbett video, especially since they don't want us to watch it. And so, I sent some people.
Century of Enslavement. Okay, I'll try that first. Century of Enslavement. History of the Federal Reserve. TopDocumentaryFilms.com. blah, 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 blah. Centuries of Enslavement, Corbett.com. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, I was searching for it on YouTube, and I could get other people who posted his video of it, but his wasn't even on the first page.
It's on here, you know, that you can see it, but it's not. Let me see if this is YouTube. Presents. Ooh, are they changing? All right, we got it.
The thing is, go to YouTube now, and you're on YouTube, but search Century of Enslavement on YouTube.
Century of Enslavement.
I mean, I've got it on my live stream, so anyone can go back and see exactly what I was doing. And
there it is.
James Corbett's?
Well,
the thing is, they hide his.
Yeah, they hide his. It's somebody else doing it.
That's what I was saying. They hide his. Even that.
Oh, so he doesn't get any credit for it.
Yeah, well, she wasn't monetized anyways, but it's just getting the info out. But yeah, they.
It's on Fuku Money.
Yeah, no, they hid his. So you type it in exactly, and you can't even find it.
Okay, Century of Enslavement. I'll put James Corbett in here. James Corbett. Century. No, wait a minute. I should spell century right.
I think it was spelled right in mine when I was checking it.
Century of Enslavement, James Corbett. Blah, 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 blah. It's there. It's just not his channel's version.
Would you think the one that has, you know, like a couple million views would be the first one that they put up there?
You know, this is, they're so bad.
Which, but the thing is, that then intrigued a whole bunch of people that were listening, because probably about 1,200 people probably heard that one live, and then we then chopped it up to make it two separate reports. And so, yeah, I mean, altogether, I mean, I don't know, probably 6,000-7,000 probably heard that.
See, when you go on here, then you go to, man, it's a lot of ways to get. You go to his site, then you go to it.
You've got
to
know what you're doing.
On YouTube, and it's almost 2 million views. And I'll bet you that would be a gabillion, trillion more, and that's exactly what they're trying to stop. And that number, I don't believe that anyway.
But yeah, who knows? It might already be at 10 million, and they hide that.
Yeah, no.
I think the best one-two punch is this, and then the Hidden Secrets of Money Part 4. Have you ever had a Mike Maloney on your show? Donna?
I can't remember. I think I may have. Let me, you know, I can go check. Mike Maloney.
Josh probably has his contact, because I know they do a lot of like affiliate work with him.
Well, I've met him, you know, several times, and say, yo, what's up? Usually it's anytime I meet, because it's like, you, like the picture of you and G. Edward Griffin, or, you know, I'm always.
And Mike Maloney. My picture is actually with both of them.
Yeah, you know, so I'm always, whenever this happens, these guys, if I know them anything, I mean, I'm good. I'm old. You know, I got my picture. I know them, interviewed them,
and
whatever.
And there's 1,000 other people around.
Yeah, but I'm always, you know, trying to negotiate to where, like, you and some of the other guys get to meet him, get your selfie real quick. I just make it painless on them. They just do it real quick, so it's not so painful. But, God, I don't know. Let's see. Okay, Mike Maloney. Let me go ahead and check my guesses.
I haven't heard him on since I've been.
Okay, let me see. It wouldn't surprise me. But let me see either way. Mike. Well, who is it that you? There's all these great guys. You go, oh, you should have this guy and this guy, and you're telling me too late. I'm like, what the hell, man? You know, hook me up early on. Who's some of the cool guys you've came across that you want to? You think I should talk to now?
People that might not be on your radar, or and I don't know, it's like asking, like, what's your favorite song? Break it down to like a subject, like your favorite crypto guy we should talk to, or your favorite economic guy.
You know, one thing
or,
that I got a listener from San Diego, and listens to the show every morning, you know,
was
which means his wife and son, and everybody else.
Was he at your party?
Yeah, that
okay,
guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so he, Sean, and he's, you know, he good guy, he just goes, I really miss the tech guys. Maybe you should get more tech guys on. And I'm going, well, define that. You know, that narrows it down, you know. So I think a lot of it was, you know, crypto and a lot of the future and, you know, different things of, you know, the capacity of the computers and the internet and the alternatives of the yada, 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 yada. So, I mean, I think he finds that interesting. I do too, you know, but you can only go for a wave and then there's nothing new. You know, for a while, I covered everything. What are you going to do? Tell me more about quantum? So I'm going, but when they get, You know, oh my God, we have 50 quibbits now. We can do this. Woo, we doubled to 100. And they go, yeah? Well, we got 8,500 quibbit quantum computer. Now what are you going to do? And I'm like, damn, I think I want to talk to that guy. You know. So as we get past, a year goes by, it's time to start talking to these guys again. But I tell you, in the blockchain crypto space, the one thing, everybody wants to talk to me early on. Everybody, right now, starts today or tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow or next day, is a CryptoCon thing in Denver. Right?
I think that already started because I saw Bob Grenier. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce his last name, but it was some sort of like Bitcoin training council or something. So it's like BTC, right. So that way you can get certified Bitcoin professional or something.
Davi got a good D+. You got to be certified, got to pass the test. I mean, he's just like, all right. But he's there talking on marketing and branding and so on.
It'd be
he's
funny if he got technical. A C+, because there's like Java C++.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All the tech guys are...
Yeah, so but he said, no, you don't get to speak unless you can at least pass his test, you know. So I guess he passed it. He squeaked by. But his thing was not on the technical aspects of it. He's on the marketing and...
Philosophical.
You know, and, yeah, well, it's more marketing. Because what happened in... it was Magic Money in the Magical Kingdom. It was Orlando at Disney World there, where there was a Bitcoin conference. And it was where a lot of the first couple got married on the blockchain, and there was all kinds of stuff. Well, this is early on.
Oh, speaking of getting married on the blockchain, do you know who's getting married on the blockchain?
Yeah.
Not me, but it's Kingsley and Aaron. Kingsley just proposed to Aaron a few days ago. And
score!
And they're not getting married through the state, but they're going to get married on the blockchain. So you can interview them about that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, all that's right. As of like maybe 2-3 days ago.
Okay, I want to talk to Aaron though.
Yeah.
Does this blockchain marriage include a ring, huh? Does it, huh? Yeah. Huh? You never know. All right, so we'll talk about that. Well, the first time it was the guy that was trying to do Trive. You know, they're working on Trive, Truth Hive. And so we interviewed him about that. And
Matt White.
Matt White is one of the guys that's trying to push that. And it's not Matt White, it's another guy. But Matt was one of the guys that was promoted.
David Mondra.
Something like that, right? And his wife, they got married then. This was like 13, I think, or 12. I mean, it was early on. And what Davi Barker did, he got up and he did the whole presentation on how marketing and branding works with these books. Like if you're such and such pizza chain or you're Visa or your some big brand, Nike or whatever, they come out with marketing books. The logo shall be like this. It shall not be this. Text needs to be this font. You got to have and say and include and don't and whatever. All these criteria, color schemes, everything.
Brand management.
Yeah, it's your presentation. And his point was a couple of things. One, you guys, whatever logo and crap you're coming up with, does it have anything to do with what you're doing? Does it identify with that? Is there some, and your color schemes? And this is why, orange and white and black work together because, and you got these charts of PMS colors. They call them PMS? Yeah, I think it's PMS. But whatever. Anyway, I think it's PMS. Anyway, whatever. It's you have these color schemes, and this color goes with that color, and these shades, yada, 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 yada. And it gave the psychological reasons for it. And, this is why, and this is why, this is why. When he got done doing his hour presentation, everybody, including Andreas Antonopoulos, all these guys, and we're redoing it because we did it wrong. So they had him help. He did Andreas's logo, that Widow's Peak kind of looking from the top.
Oh, that was
circle.
That was Davi.
Yeah, Davi did that.
I didn't know that.
All this. Andreas, man, I need some Davi here. He did a bunch of these guys. So of course, what was Andreas thinking when he puts on his first thing? The first thing is if you're going to be doing a business and all this kind of stuff, you need to hear Davi Barker give a presentation on branding and marketing and long-term thinking of your marketing book and all that kind of stuff. So that's why they wanted him to do it. They didn't want him developing and writing code on, they don't give a crap. What they need is his perspective on the art. So that's why, but you better be able to pass this test or you don't get to go up to the podium. So he squeaked by. Well, I'm going, well, did you study? He goes, no, I just, I go, well, maybe I'd study. After my Colin Cantrell thing, I'd be all extra. Bring that test on. I want to see. I'll ask that Andreas sent to me. I'd be like, I want to do it. I want to do it.
I would like to see taking it cold is what I would get.
Well, it's 20 minutes. It's timed. He said it's like 70-something questions, 75, 80 questions, something like that, and 20 minutes. So you're not sitting there Googling, researching on whatever. It's like, man, you're going to know it or you're not. You got to answer a question, you know, every, you know, 20 seconds or something. So it's, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how we do on that. So that's what Davi's doing now. He's working on that one. And it would be nice if we had text number and get all the pirate stuff. So I'd at least want to do that, play with that a little bit. The other thing is on the forum, there's a debate on whether, and it happened like this. Davi and Vince Soprenowitz debated immigration. It was a 1 hour extra bonus, did that afternoon, ouch, quit it, man, they went at it. At the end of it, Vin was motivated.
So Davi even had more left after, because we went at it probably, what was it that, like the day before then when Davi and I were going at it, and you were going at it too with Davi?
Yeah, probably. I'm just like,
about the whole feminist thing of, yeah.
Well, so what happened is Vin wrote an article, and he didn't mention Davi, but he's going, yeah, it's something about twit. I had to look up twit, and it's like pestering, annoying, whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. But they, so he wrote this article on it. Well, of course, Davi had to get some, so he took one of his book covers, and he kind of changed, and he wrote an article, did something, and he put it on Pirates.
Like one of Vin's book covers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he put it on Pirates Without Borders, and it was in the promenade introduction thing just to talk about whatever. And I'm going, yeah, I mean, it's not like I want to take it down or anything, or it's on, got its own thread or something, but I'm going, I need the power to have to where I can send iFilter. And I go, you know, this thread or this post or this title or this poster or this goes to the bilge. I got to have a bilge. You know, the bilge rat. You want to be King Bilge Rat? You know, be my guest.
Yeah, I already did with Davi, and it was called the defriend. First it was the unfollow, and then once he then started commenting on me and trolling me, not that I can't handle it, but I'm like, this,
it's just a distraction from what it is that you're doing.
I got a bunch of shit I got to do, and I know what you're going to say. I know what I'm going to say. I'm 5 steps ahead of you on some of this stuff. I know you're going to set certain traps for me. It's all going to be a waste of time because you've got your feminist agenda.
Time
I've got mine, and so I don't feel like, especially, are you honestly going to say that the media is treating Jeffrey Epstein and his victims, which you don't even know the names of, besides Virginia Roberts, that the media is treating that Me Too movement the same as they were treating the other Me Too movement? And that's I'm going to argue about what way the sun sets. I mean, I don't need to get into it with you.
See, I don't even, you know, some people, they're all over it. They think it's the greatest thing and most wonderful of whatever. They want to talk, and that's, but I've seen it kill forums and blogs and lists before. I mean, it always does, because looking for an audience, they look for a popular, there's somebody there, and they'll come in with whatever the hell it is they want to say, start the flame, you get the extreme on the left, extreme on the right, outsquitted, everybody tunes out, and then your echo chamber. And it just destroys the list. I've seen it over and over and over and over and a couple of more and overs. I'm telling you, I see it all the time, and it happens on the most popular blogs. I mean, you know, it's a popular, and you get, and it's not worth it anymore. And it's because either intentionally, you know, it's trolls or robots or whatever the hell they do it just to, you know, get you, waste your time, or it's people looking for an audience. Here's an audience. Look, I got a lot of engagement here. Woohoo! And we're having, and we're getting, everybody else goes away and it's done, and you're arguing to yourself, and within months or years later, it's gone. And you don't even have that platform anymore. So I know that because I'm that guy. I'm going, no, hell no. It's going to be. So when we're talking build the ship, I won't be talking about Me Too in the, how many bathrooms are going to have on the ship of the whatever the hell. You want to do that? I go, bilge. You go over there in the bilge on mine. Now, anybody else might want to see it. You know, I don't care. But I want the capacity. That's how we're setting it up, to where my personal feed, I decide what goes to, it doesn't delete it, doesn't send it, I got absolutely nothing else to do, and I want entertainment, and I'm just, instead of playing bubbles on my iPad or some crap like that, I want to go to the bilge and engage and ouch quit it and go over there, peace, fine. Mm-hmm. But what the hell does that have to do with the cargo holding the releasing clamps? You know, I just, but that's where these guys want to go is where there's the most traffic. Who has the most feed? Who's getting, and that's exactly what killed Facebook. So you have Facebook, you know, Twitter, all this other stuff. It just becomes a mess.
Fortunately, it's not killed. It's still there making boatloads of money, but it's on its way to being, I mean, I don't know really anybody
that
loves.
What do you mean not killed? What do you mean it's not, what's not killed?
Facebook's not killed. I mean, it's still.
It's killed for anything that I ever wanted to use it for.
I mean, they're killing themselves. And
when you got facial I go up and get my phone replaced. I had to go to Verizon to do and transfer and stuff. And he's sitting there, oh, yeah, let me set it. He's just whipping through the setting. Whoa! I don't want Google to know everything. Well, yeah, but they, and I go, whoa! You do another thing. Well, you want to have this in the back. I go, whoa!
I listened to that show. I heard that.
I'm like, holy crap. What did I, you know, I don't, I'm a talk show host. I covered the, and he kind of looked at, and he was an older guy. He was in his 40s. And I'm just, man, I don't want to have to explain it. You know, give me a freaking thing. I'll do it myself. So it was just that attitude, but the convenience you set from the very beginning. Because I knew when I did this, went from the Galaxy S5 to 7, and I'm going, oh, it's now they got Galaxy 1400 or whatever. You know,
where everybody was 3 years ago.
Right. So this is, I go in here and I say, all right, how much did they infiltrate my life before? Because over time, you know, whatever.
Going back to the future with your phone.
Oh, my God. It is so much that is interfaced with Facebook and Google, and mostly Google. You know, because I didn't do a lot of the Facebook. Because even you load up the app on Facebook, it takes over your phone.
Yeah, I don't have
like forever.
The, I don't
even
have
when you delete it.
I've got it deleted. So so I don't post a lot of articles on Facebook because I don't have the app. And so if you have the app, it's super easy. You just like press a button and post it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just not gonna. I'm good. I don't want it to be easier for me to post on Facebook because I don't want to incentivize me to post. So I don't post a lot of stuff on there. And if I did, people wouldn't see it anyways. So
yeah, it's worthless. All it is tracking you, all your people, your followers, your network. They mapped out your pirate network and they say thank you.
Yeah, one thing I think I'm trying to. I got John Snyson the other day. We set up a Wham Discord. Right now, it's only John and I on it because Josh is over in Europe, and so we haven't. He just set up the bare bones of it, and so we need to start working on that. Because I see LRN and Free Talk Live, they do Discord, and I think Intercom.
We have a Discord, and the first week that I started, some guy that doesn't like LRN and Free Talk Live in particular out of Fountain Hills here threatened to kill Donna. Well, Mark Edge goes and reports it to Maricopa County Sheriff. Nah, we don't care. You know, I didn't have to go, oh, I'm not using it if you're doing it. You know, well, you can manage and do it. I go, you know, I'm, wow. So then we got Telegram. You know, a lot of the guys get in on that, and then it gets stupid and just, and they get busy doing, I don't care, fine, peace out, do what you want.
The thing with Discord is you get different rooms, and you can have, like, some private rooms where maybe it's just your own contributors or something, and then you could have other rooms where it's, you know, hey, this is a crypto room, this is, because.
Can they be seen but not posted to? You can say you have to have posted. Abilities, or if they see it, they can post.
Some, I think there's different. I'm not the expert on this, but I think if you look at the Free Talk Live one, there's some rooms that only like Derek J and Ian and Mark can go into and see and post. And I think there's other rooms where it's general discussion and crypto. I'm not in there a lot. I'm not.
See, I'm trying to do that. We're, you know, taking our time with the Pirates thing. We've been discussing it online. It's on the Ernest Hancock. Declare Your Independence, Ernest Hancock, Telegram feed. You know, Davi's in there discussing it, making his case, and, you know, and I'm discussing.
Better than WhatsApp, which that's what Joby, it's a way that Joby
not,
wants to introduce.
I did not reload WhatsApp on here. It's Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going, I think I'll decline.
When the founder
of Whisper
WhatsApp
Technology,
says,
which is WhatsApp, is Signal. And I think Telegram may be part of that too. I think they're a little bit different, but
they licensed out the technology for the Whisper systems. But I mean, but then even the guy who developed WhatsApp then sold it to Facebook, and then he saw what Facebook was doing with it, and then he then left and then put in like $45 million investment into Signal after he left WhatsApp. So I mean, what does that tell you? That the WhatsApp founder wants nothing to do with WhatsApp right now.
Well, what's he going to do with Signal then?
I mean, he wasn't, maybe he'd be a guy to get on your show. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, well, the first question I'm going to ask him is, I'm going to go, okay, and it's a server, right? Well, because when I deal with all these guys, including Kingsley and Aaron, when they're doing
float,
you know, he's going to build it up and then he'll sell it for a gazillion dollars and do something else or whatever. That's probably his game plan. And I'm going, I need, you know, that's why we're spending a little bit of time on how we're doing the pirate forum thing, because it's pirates. You know, let's serve up all these guys talking about the crown and decentralizing, and let's give them all our posts and make it available. I mean, you need to know what you're getting into, and I want to be able to clean my own site. You know, I want to be able to go in and say, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to see. This is what I want to work on. For the audience here, I'll show you. You know,
what would be really cool is you could have a room, maybe like some sort of like show prep room or links room, and then you could have people post links that do a lot of the crowdsourcing for you, and it'd be one easy repository for, you know, at least on the Discord side of things. I just don't like how Telegram isn't private by default and the group chats aren't private. But yeah, for some reason everyone in the crypto industry loves Telegram.
I guess I can see why. It worked pretty good for us doing whatever. I use it, but I'm not on it all. See, a lot of these guys, totally different, man. Their life is engagement with their blue face, you know, 24/7. You know, they're just, you know, they go, yeah, but, well, I texted you, I Facebooked you, I go, well, there's your first one. Why don't you just freaking call me? You know, maybe a text is okay, you know, but I'm not getting your super geek, whatever the hell it is, of crypto.
But Joby Weeks a while ago posted a meme that said something like, here's the best ways to get a hold of me. And number one was like text, and it was, you know, WhatsApp, Signal, Facebook, Messenger, all this other stuff. And then it showed the end, and it was like number 99 was smoke signals, and then number 100 was phone call.
Yeah, nobody answers the phone. I mean, you know, I'm shocked.
Someone's BS phone call. I probably got 15 of those robocalls yesterday.
Yeah,
if I don't recognize the number,
Well, you know, I get Joby answers the phone every now and then I call him once a year or something like that. Sees my name, he's like, "Damn, okay, well, who's dying? I mean, you know what's going on?" So I don't waste these guys' time. When I call, usually it's short and sweet, and I just, you know, something, and, you know, they'll answer my phone calls because I'm not wasting their time. But I'm not a big texter on certain things because you just text me. And I go, so what? I can sit there and go back and forth with you if anyone to take a 30-second phone call and I'm freaking done? Yeah. I go, what the hell? And you text people in the same house. Well, sometimes I do that with Donna, you know, because she's got a record of it. You know, that makes it easier. But a lot of times when she's texting back and forth, bleep, and then she'll text, bleep, and then she'll text, bleep, over 4, 5, 10 minutes. I go, what are you doing? Well, I'm talking to Laura, my daughter-in-law, about. So I go, freaking call her. Just get it done, man. What the hell? So it's just preferences, I guess. But for me, now here, what we're looking at on those on the video feed is we have Promenade, The Big Idea, and Precariat Design Contest are the three main ones that we set up. Now, the Promenade is meet other, you know, pirates on here and say, yo, what's up? What's up? So it goes in, outsquitted. And a lot of these are, you know, just people introducing, or they got something to say about this and that. And then reputation research is, you know, some of the stuff that we were talking about and how we're going to set it up to, everything is reputation. It's like, how do you do commerce in a pirate community? Well, it's what you're known by. So one of the new letters that we did, we had Captain Kidd, first letter.
Get some booty.
And then, what do you mean, get some booty?
In a pirate ship, the booty is the treasure. So you need the booty, in order, the treasure, in order to make commerce. So I was trying to make a feminist joke that Davi wouldn't like. But.
See, you're triggering, man. Okay, so the reputation is not just what your reputation is. It's what your reputation is and the reputation of the people giving you a reputation. So if we don't, and then we look.
It's like a Silk Road, like a Silk Road type thing where you get like.
Well, yeah, eBay. Like eBay has reputation, you know, but that's of the seller and so on. But I'd like to know the reputation of the person given the reputation, because that weighs in a lot, too.
So you got a one who's saying this guy is terrible. Well, if he's rated a one, well, then we're not going to take his. Anyway, I did meet somebody at the Crypto Investor Summit who I'll have to go back in my files and try to find her name. But she was developing some. It sounded a lot sort of like what Tribe was doing as well. But it was, I forgot the name of the company, but it was something similar where there, it was reputational scores of all this, you know, wisdom of the crowd type stuff.
So this is Vin's book, and he's just, you know, he's giving them crap about something and, you know, whatever, because he wrote the article and they went at it. So I'm just going, okay, where to put this? Why was this here? Where did it go? And manuscrito, por favor, whatever. He was, you know, Vin sniveled twits or something. I mean, he's just, you know, his response to whatever article that he wrote. So I'm going, yeah, whatever. Does that need to go? Like, I don't know where else you'd put it or something. And it's in this feed that is the introduction. I'm not sure that's an introduction to anybody other than Vin, but I'm just like, can I clean this up and stuff that, you know, is not pirated?
Ouch, quit it.
Yeah. You know, like, somebody put up here, how to talk to sons about sex. And I'm like, okay. I'm Gina. I'm the mother of two wonderful 10-year sons. Their father has left us 8 years ago. I have a question. Maybe some of you can help me. And I'm going, okay, if somebody asking pirates about talking to your kids about sex, they need to get their booty. I mean, you know, whatever. I have, you know, is that go there? Well, I guess not. Whatever. What I want.
And that, now in schools, they're going to teach all the little kids about the poop deck. For all
the... The I'll give you an example here. The big idea. When I go into the big idea, this is subsystems and cargo design and the 3D printing and the computer private, you know, everything. Packet radio, how we're going to communicate, you know, all kinds of things on the ship. So when you go in to here, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff about hull design, propulsion, and different graphics on, you know, and a math on different things and the layout of the ship and, you know, floor plans of yada, 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 yada. So when I do that, and this is a very popular area, and then it's got ouch quitted about, you know, toenail fungus and your girlfriend's bad breath or something, or ouch quitted ad hominem on this guy, this about that. I want to be able to just, as a user, be able to send this to another area, to the bilge. And I'm going, all right, well, I just want to clean up my...
To the poop deck.
Yeah, the poop deck. I want to clean up my experience and it go over there. Well, the reason somebody would go in to cargo design or subsystems is because that's where the most people are. That's the people are on. I'm going to go post where, who's online? Where are they at? Oh, this is a thread that's going, oh, let me inject my thing. Boom. And they'll start putting in and it's, you know, spam or trolling or just somebody wanting attention. And I'm going, you know, I can see what they're doing. It happens all the time. I just want to go boom and send it off. So here when you have something that's got 7,400 views or 7,700 views on this one thing, and, you know, there's, you know, some people getting a lot of attention here over on the pirate stuff. You know, we've got thousands of people going and checking out, especially the 3D printing thing. So now we're going over here and we're going, all right, there's people that are fixing and, you know, carving up and what they call it, slice programs that are making it easier to print. And then they send it to Cameron. Cameron takes it and takes the newer version, puts it up, prints it out. We get these models and so on, and we're good. So I'm going, all right, I don't want to be talking about Me Too stuff on there. There's nothing to stop anybody from going there.
Or anywhere.
You know, or anywhere. So, yeah. So I'm going, all right, I need to be able, I go, take this, put it into the bilge. And this thread or this poster or, you know, to clean up my experience. I don't want Facebook to do it. I don't want me to do it for somebody else. I want the power of me being able to do it. You do that, then it's cool, man. Anybody can come in and play and I get to, you know, cultivate, you know, my own, curate my own site, my own experience. That's what we're working on. But we let it go for a year, year and a half to see how this would lay, you know, come out. And sure enough, exactly what I anticipated, when there is somebody gets butthurt about whatever, well, I'm going to go on and get, fine, knock yourself out. So, you know, but I get the power to move it. Now, here this thing, it's probably, you know, the promenade. I guess that's anything you want to talk about, anything, because anybody talking about it moves to the top, you know. So when we're talking about reputation research, Davi put his stuff up there on where we got the information. So I'm, you know, I default on anybody does what they want, but I want to do what I want. But if I start managing, curating, playing with, altering the forum, well, then it becomes, you know, it might as well be Facebook. You know, we're managing it. You know, we're promoting something over another. What I just want the power to everybody to have that. So that's what we're working on, and we'll do videos on that and detail it and so on. But these are the thoughts that we got going through our head on this stuff.
Another person I'm thinking would be good for the show, and your phone reminded me of this. He came out with this thing called Phone HODL recently. It's not the main reason why people know him, but it's sort of like a leash for your phone. So if you drop it, like it's like sort of like a parachute. But anyways, the guy's name is Juan Galt instead of John Galt. Like he was at Anarcho.
Yeah, I think I've had Juan on before.
You've had him on, okay?
Yeah, but he has a leash. Leash.
It's called PhoneHODL.com, and he just launched the website probably like a week ago, but seeing your little your phone, I don't even know what you call that little phone holder thing, it sort of interfaces with that. And so that,
well, I got this one because it's a magnet too, and it comes a little thing on your card and magnet, and it's got this little stand ring thing you pull out. And I've seen a bunch of these. They're too thick, they're a pain in the ass, they don't incorporate. And I got, ooh, I like this cover. So I got that with a kit of whatever.
Well, it's actually pretty cool. I think it's called Phone, phone, then HODL.com, I want to say, or .io. I don't know. Anyways, I saw that, and I'm like, you know, he'd be a good guest. Because we had a crypto wealth show just the other day with Kingsley and Juan were the two other guests. And we went over a lot of stuff. One of the things we went over that we didn't discuss in the show is there was actually the third largest Ponzi scheme ever that was uncovered a couple weeks ago involving Bitcoin, where it was sort of like the Chinese version of BitConnect, where it's like, hey, you know, you give us your Bitcoin or your Ethereum or EOS, and then what we'll do is we'll guarantee you 6 to 18% per month type returns. And obviously that has, you know, scam written all over it, but apparently $3 billion worth of Ethereum and Bitcoin and EOS were, you know, pledged for this. And so what had happening was, you know, every few seconds, like 100 order sell orders were on Binance, and I'm not sure if it was Bittrex, I think it was Binance. And that was part of the reasons why you had a massive, or not, I guess pretty massive, going from about 13,000 down to below 10 in Bitcoin because of this gigantic Ponzi scheme. So that was one of the things we covered. We also, if you guys go onto that show, we covered Walmart coin. So Walmart filed a patent for their own like Libra like currency as well. Yeah, so everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
You know, I don't have Juan Galt here. I know who you're talking about, but I don't have him on here.
So he was wearing the big like top hat at Anarcho Vegas.
And yeah, no. I just assumed I had him on. Okay, well, if he's doing,
well,
yeah.
I got his info.
Yeah,
so.
Send, do. Waiting on you now.
Okay.
And you need to be help Donna.
And I just sent you and Donna the phone texting guy apps info as well.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, let's
Wrap it up.
We're almost an extra hour here. We'll wrap it up, but what are we looking for as big news, like by next week? What's some of the things that are going to happen? Is the Fed going to reduce it again or not?
By next week? I don't know if by...
Well, I mean, even considering it. You know, is Trump going to get his way? I mean, what's up?
I'm not sure the next time they meet is probably like the middle of September, probably like September 15th, 16th. And yeah, I would wager to say that by the end of the year, the rates will probably be at least 50 basis points lower by the end of the year. I think that's what the market is anticipating. Because what you have right now
is... The market. When you say the market, I mean, well, what are we looking at? The
fake bullshit rigged,
well,
market.
Yeah, the Dow. I mean, I don't give a crap with that. That's inflated dollars anyway.
The bond market. When you have the 30-year Treasury is below the overnight Fed funds rate. So it costs banks more to borrow money, lending money to each other overnight than it does to borrow money for 30 years. That, I don't know if that's ever happened. And we've had the 2-year and the 10-year Treasury inverted now for months, which every single time, I believe every single time that's happened for over like a 6-week time period, that's resulted in recession every single time. But then what's a recession? A recession is 2 negative quarters of GDP. Well, fuck it. You could just go and just print and just go bomb somebody else and go spend $1 trillion, and now you just increased your GDP, or now you spend more in healthcare.
Go around breaking windows.
Yeah, and then, okay, great. So technically, you're not in a recession, but 90% of Americans that don't have stock, enough stock to matter, are way worse off. And so all these numbers are BS. None of them matter. Even Trump was saying that the unemployment number is the most fake BS number that's only there to make presidents and politicians look good in 2015, when he was also calling the stock market a big, fat, ugly bubble. Yeah. Well, now it's even bigger. It's even fatter. It's even uglier. They're keeping it going. I'm actually shocked they're able to keep it going. But they're keeping it going because, you know, they can't afford. No one wants it to go down on their watch. I mean, no one. You think Jerome Powell doesn't want this? He doesn't want to be the guy that has everything
implode. If they didn't have all this money that they printed, which is a lot of times is due to war.
Another good person to have on
defense budget
would be Ed Bugos. Posted something today on Facebook about, you know, the amount of money printing that's been going on. So maybe trying to get Ed on from he's the other dollar. Actually, Jeff will have. Jeff's counterpart.
Yeah, no, I've had him on. Yeah, that'd be a good interview. Yeah, the older guy. Yeah, you know, yeah, we got along. We met
on the beach at
No, we enjoyed that. You know, the GDP thing, I remember it was the Wealth of Nations. You know, it's like they're talking about, you know, the baker and the candlestick maker, and they doing the glazier and this and that. They go, well, we got economic activity if you, like, have stuff you got to fix. If you go bomb a bridge and then build it again, well, look at the GDP is up. Yeah, why don't you just go around busting windows?
Yeah, I think they're spending like $8 for every like $1 of GDP that they get. So
it's such a stupid measurement, and how they're, you know, the
but you're a libtard. If you want to then you're criticizing the president, you're criticizing GDP. That's my GDP. I'm a big Republican. Now you're just a libtard. That's the reaction that I got. I'm like, okay.
Did you hear the second hour at all? The guy I had on
a tiny bit. I heard the first hour. I heard probably 10 minutes of the second hour.
Okay. So just real quick before we leave here. Okay, he was before CEO of Gore Institute. He served as Arizona Governor Doug Ducey's Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Budget. Before that, he was. He is the only person in history of the state to become chief of staff of both the state Senate and the House of Representatives. Okay. He served in those positions for 7 years. He's done all kinds of Arizona ballots, you know, doing the budget stuff with the governor and the governor, this of the governor and governor.
I heard when you're drilling him, I'm like, well, how did you get there? And you're really trying to press.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, they just don't pick Fred off the street and come in. I mean, you know, just how hooked up. Exactly how, what level of scumbag are you? Okay, I just want to know. Oh, no, that's liberty and freedom. And okay, we'll see.
Started off as the lowest guy and the lowest thing of whatever
and worked his way up. And how do you do that? By being freedom, you know? So it's interesting, and we'll see if we can get him to redeem his ways. And Donna set it up. We'll go have a meeting for the politics here. Because I know what they wanted what we had. You know, and they thought we wanted what they had. What they had was, I don't know what they have. Access to press and politics, whatever. I wanted that, I'd do. I'd just run against them. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. But what they wanted was the energy of the Levolution. You know, people putting up signs, people advocating for. Well, when it was a clear message on, you know, I owe myself kind of thing, that's easy to do. You know what I'm going, look, man. My focus, I just want to test it because I worked with Nick Dranius before, which is one of the attorneys at their Scharf Norton, the constitutional, you know, legal fund group thing they have. And I know the guys that funded it. I know where the money came from. I know why they did it. I know before they died, you know, that what their goals were. And so I'm going, all right, so what are you going to do on property rights? Well, Nick Dranius had this one thing. It was a big piece of legislation that there was some guy from Argentina that had like $40 million, and he's moving to America. And he wanted, man, there's no reason for me to move from here to come here, and I got the same crap, and they rule me on my land, and I can't do what I want. Well, what they wanted was square mile areas, a section or whatever that is, a square mile area that they can do out in the middle of the desert, and they do whatever the hell they want. And if you want to interface with us, we'll knock at the front gate and we'll decide if we want to let you in or not. So that was a big thing. We need to have, well, the, and there was no taxes. So, you know, inside here, I'm not going to build it if I got to pay all these taxes. You give me this, no taxes. You want to see, you know, a freaking economic engine? Let me show you. Well, of course, the left doesn't want to see it work. They're like, hell no. So they make a big deal out of it. A couple of years ago, they asked us to come down, and they had shirts for us to wear. Now, I wouldn't wear their shirt. You know, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm, you know, I'm good. But I'll come down, you know, and we'll cover it and pimp it. And they had legislators up there. It was a new batch of legislators. It was an ad hoc meeting, which was, it wasn't, you know, official anything, but it was at the, in one of the hearing rooms. They had it full and people talking about, we're going on forward, you know, we're Christian soldiers. So as they tried to promote this, it just didn't go by, you know, the enthusiasm from all the media and everybody else. Well, they made it way too complex. It was written by special interests. I go, look, 5 acres. If I'm an unincorporated area and I got a buffer of whatever with my neighbors, or, you know, I got a fence and I'm not, you know, destroying their quiet enjoyment and peaceful enjoyment of their property, you know, and photons, I'm not, you got a big argument, oh, but I don't like seeing all that. I go, hey, it's just freedom, man. I got 14 tractor trailer trailers on my, what do you care? You know, it's not bothering you. It was bothering me looking at it. And I go, well, you know, put up your own fence then or something. So I'm not about protecting.
Build a wall.
Yeah, build a wall. I'm not about protecting photons. I mean, that's kind of hard because that goes along. But sound and smells. You know, if I got, you know, some vibration, you know, they're, you know, pounding on something or oil well or got hogs or, I mean, I'm about the quiet enjoyment of my own property. Other than that, I don't give a crap what you do. Hell, that's just looks like freedom to me. So I'm, if I can get something like that and I can get these guys to talk about this, you know, embrace the concept, and we can do something and they won't renege on something, and I get some kind of public agreement out of them, man, you're going to see some signs. And I'll give them the general public opinion for them to work with, because I go straight to the people and they know it. I go, I don't even deal with this. Because for them, if they get something introduced, there's all these incentives that special interests do with lobbyists and these different PR firms. They go, like, I remember, perfect example. The guy that had Monster.com, which is the, you know, the job thing, yeah, or something, he was big gun control guy. So he goes, I got a bunch of money. So the NRA...
He is a monster.
Right. The NRA kind of leaves Arizona alone. The second they touch it and do anything, boom, the libertarian hardcore, get your crap out of here, you scumbag. You know, so we hammer on them.
Negotiate your rights away.
Yeah, they're all about negotiating rights away. Well, Gun Owners of America and JPFO and the Libertarian Second Amendment Caucus and SAFE and all that, we got it covered. We don't need you. Go away. So they just kind of leave it alone. If they start doing something stupid, we make fun of them. So they just,
yeah. Unfortunately, Larry Pratt got caught up in the Sacha Baron Cohen skit that he didn't realize that he was caught up in, and had him like taking like a toy gun and saying, "We need like little kids, like 3-year-olds, to be having guns in schools." And
he was jerking with him.
But they made him look like a complete fool on there. Not as, I don't know, as big a fool as Sheriff Joe, where they were telling
Sheriff Joe's gonna run for sheriff again.
No, he was talking about, you know, would he take a golden shower job from Donald Trump? And he's like, yeah, if Donald Trump was offered me a golden shower, I would, which is, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so, but yeah, I can understand, you know, he's old. So, yeah, they're able to pull one over on him. But yeah, Larry Pratt definitely didn't do a lot of favors for the, I mean, even, I'm a fan of Gun Owners America. And even seeing that, I was like, yeah, they definitely made him look pretty stupid on that.
Well, I didn't see that one. I know.
Well, the other one is
up.
Well, you probably also didn't see the one in Kingman, Arizona, where they had a guy. They were at like a town meeting, and this was Sacha Baron Cohen, and it's actually pretty hilarious. And then they have them there to say, okay, we're gonna, you know, build this huge building, and everyone's like, yeah, what is it? And it's like, we're gonna build the world's biggest, and it was mosque, and it was in Kingman, Arizona. And then they're like, oh, wait, if you don't like this one, we got another alternate design. And then they show a mosque, and this is like huge, like the biggest thing you've like ever seen in your life. And then they have another one, and it's like five, they're like, maybe this one will be better, and it's like 5 times bigger than that. And then they're like, no, this is much worse. And then they're like, well, we can start playing like whatever song. I mean, if Dobby was here, he could tell us what they pray to. And he goes, and we'll have it blasting through these loudspeakers that we all town will hear it, and this will make things better. And he's like, no, this, all the townspeople are like, no, this is making things 100 times worse. And I'm like, take care. You know, yeah, I'm sure David wouldn't like, but it was, Kingman, Arizona got beat up over that one. I thought it was pretty funny, but it was, they definitely, you know, obviously it's, you know, he's a big time leftist and, you know, part of all that team.
You know, it's
but,
a lot easier when you're like principled and you know what you're going to, I mean, I would think, I want to see the one of Larry Pratt, but you know, he, you know, but who handled it best when Cohen did him was Ron Paul.
Yeah, no, he did.
You know,
yeah.
They tried to get him compromised, kind of, and he goes, we're out of here.
And Donald, the two that did it the best were probably Donald Trump and Ron Paul. Because Donald Trump, if mind you, he walked out of the meeting as well. So Donald Trump was only it was in the same exact setting in the same hotel room and
oh
was,
really?
So Donald Trump has one of those too, and he wanted to, I believe the idea was he wanted to pitch him like gloves, like an ice cream glove or something as like a business idea, and it's like a special like just regular basically glove, but this is what you'd wear to eat ice cream so that way the ice cream doesn't melt and get on your hands. And Donald Trump is just like, no, this is a stupid idea. And it's like basically knew he was being punked and just got up and left. And the other person that got up and left was Ron Paul. So so it's funny.
But
that
you know, if there were other congressmen, they'd be, you know, they'd get nailed.
Well, there's a lot of people got nailed.
Yeah, you know, but Ron was like, nah, I'm good. And then he just
left. They called him, I think, RuPaul or something like instead of Ron. But no, yeah, so the two people that another... So there's another episode where he was Bruno, which is the gay guy, and he goes, "We're going to the gayest place in America," and he's like, "We're going to Alabama." And then there's a clip of him basically dressed in this like fishnet going to a Alabama first, you know, whoever football game, and the crowd is saying a lot of epithets and stuff at him, like, "Get the, you know, what up off the field, you effing, a lot of stuff we could not definitely say on the radio." And that one was pretty funny. Then he starts interviewing like their star player, and I think the guy's name was Shad Williams, and he's like, "Okay, Shade." He's like, "No, it's Shad." And he's like, "I see your big pectorals and your big biceps and your big like everything." And he's like, "And what do you have to say to all the guys in Austria who are just, you know, adoring you?" He's like, "I'm not gay." He's like, that's what he just kept saying. That like this is before he really blew up. This is way back in the day. So
well, now he gets recognized. You know, some of the guys go, "Ah, no."
That was probably 15 years ago.
Let me finish on what I was going. You went on this Sacha Boen track. You know, the lobbying, how it works is that they'll come in and they'll say, because I want to finish this up so we can get them working. The NRA. Did not want to hire a local firm because they knew it didn't matter because the activists are going to do what they're going to do anyway. Any BS they were trying was just going to make it worse. So they're just going to leave Arizona alone. It's fine. And it's way more freer than what the NRA is ever going to advocate for anyway. So there was a lobbying firm that had a former legislator that was a lobbyist that I knew fairly well that we worked with on different stuff in the 90s. So he's like, "Ernie, yeah, I need you to come meet with these guys." "Well, I don't need you. I don't care." Because it was on the football stadium, you know, where it was going to be built, and we had filed a lawsuit on a bunch of stuff, and I'm always in their face. So that's why these guys know me, is just, you know, calling BS on their crap. Well, what happened, because I get discovery. I mean, it gets on the record. So what I wanted to do is, what is this?
It's a picture of Larry Pratt with like a toy puppy on top of a pistol that they tricked him into shooting a promo for having like 3-year-olds having guns with toy puppies.
Oh my God.
But it was a real gun, and then he got duped into it, and then he read whatever.
All right, let me finish. So what happened was, they called me in and they wanted to explain to me how the legislature, like, I'm an idiot, they're going to explain it to me how it works and why they're doing what they're doing, and they want me. Anything I wanted, gosh darn it, we don't want it in Mesa, we want it in Glendale, whatever I could do to help them, you know, do this kind of crap. Well, what they were explaining is that, well, the NRA, they didn't want to give us money to protect gun rights, so this is what happened. The Monster.com guy gave them a bunch of money, and their criteria is if you can get it to move in the legislature. So you introduce the bill. It goes to Ways and Means, which, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, one, is it constitutional? Is it this? Is it that? They got different levels. They go and finally goes to the Speaker of the Senate or the President of the Senate, and then they put it on the floor for a vote, blah, 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 goes through all these stages. Well, what they did is they wanted to forward gun legislation, gun control legislation in Arizona. That's what the money was for. Even though they were offering themselves as lobbyist for gun rights, because nobody would give them money, they go, fine, we took them, they took the money from monster.com, and this guy wanted gun control, introduced a bill, got it to pass a committee. Okay, boom, they get their bonus, they get a little extra, because their goal is to pass the committee. If they go to the next committee, they get more. They go to the next committee, they get a vote in the whole. If it passes, it's just like, you know, the big farmer working with WIG, women in government, for them doing, you know, eliminating vaccine exemptions or more mandates. Every step that you do, there are bonuses for this. So they're explaining this to me. Yeah, we're just hired guns, and this is how we do and what, and you know, some of this money can soon be yours too. Well, the legislator that they had do this to, I knew he was kind of scummy. His name is, his initials were Scott Bungard. And he, you know, was, long story, he was, you know, when Newt Gingrich said death to all, you know, marijuana dealers and all this kind of stuff just to get press, he went, he's a senator from Sun City area out here, and he went and did that. He's going, yeah, death to, you know, I'm going, Scott, what are you, stupid? He goes, hey, man. So, you know, get you elected, you know, according to Newt Gingrich. This is how we're, so this is the, and he was a younger guy. He got elected when he was in his 20s or something. So he's probably only in his 40s now. And just one of them oozing kind of, well, his deal was what he got is if they could get a meeting with me. That was, it's, everything's a paid stage. Do you pass this? Do you get a meeting with that? Can you say you did this? Did you go to that? So what they were trying to convince me is that they're all over the place. They do, they're just operatives, and I could be operative, and how much money I want to be operating so we can do this $300, you know, million-dollar, or now billion-dollar, whatever the hell it was, stadium, and go from here to there. I'm going, you guys are killing me, man.
And now you go,
I am so out of here.
And now you go to Sun City, and it's just medical marijuana and CBD stuff
right.
everywhere.
Right. It's just, it's so, I mean, you just know if you're on the right side of it, sooner or later, you're going to be, and they can suck it. But that's not what, like, you know, Victor Rich from, Rich is from the Goldwater Institute. He's immersed in this stuff. He knows exactly how it works. And like you say, it's all optics. So what we need to do is what we always do. We make it popular. We make whatever and they're talking about, and then we get to define it and the pirates of whatever. So I'm going to talk and say what I always do. I call it Billy Jacking. All right, we'll end on this. It's Billy Jacking. Billy Jack was a, I've had the guy on, you know, that it was the original Billy Jack. It come, you know, he's been on the show. And what it was about a Native American that went to Vietnam and came back, and the corruption of the sheriff, and he didn't put up with it. Well, it was filmed in Prescott, you know, this whole thing, and that square that it was at, and he goes up to the sheriff and got in a fight. What happened up here? This was Arizona. So what the scene was, and Billy Jacking, this is what I'm talking about. He would take his, like, right foot, and he'd swing it in front of him and then catch him on the right side of their head, the guy standing in front of him. So, you know, it wasn't like a roundhouse. It was just like a, you know, whatever the hell that is. So he goes to the sheriff, and he goes, you know, I'm going to take the right side of my boot, and I'm going to put up against the right side of your head, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, yeah, bam, okay? That's what I call Billy Jacking. I go up to these politicians, and I say, I'm going to take the right side of my activist boot. I'm going to put up against the right side of your head, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, you can take advantage of it. You can avoid it. You can, you know, whatever, but this is going to happen. When I meet with these guys and I talk to them, whatever the hell it is, it's always once every 2 or 4 years, I'm going, I am going to do this. We are going to have this impact. The people are going to be exposed to. What you do about it is up to you. It's not a negotiation. We're not dealing with whatever. I know what the issue is. I know what position I'm going to take. You try and get what's in their self-interest to advocate for, be part of, and forward or whatever. Publicly, they do it. Always. I'm running against someone. I'm running against, you know, the president of the Senate and the speaker of the House at the same time, the Democrat and Republican for Secretary of State, elections. They'll get up and they'll say exactly what I've been saying in the forums. They'll go, you know, all these different events. Oh, what Ernie said. Yeah, we're in. You know, they're not going to do it, you know. But what did they do? They spread the concept. They got the people supporting of it. That general public opinion is the freaking win. They don't see that. They don't understand that. I don't care, because over time, I know what's going to happen. So Victor Riches, now CEO over at Goldwater, I guarantee a lot of their... Now it makes much more sense that Clint Bolick became a Arizona Supreme Court Justice. Well, what happened, the first thing he did when he moved to Arizona, he was one of the keynotes at our first Freedom Summit. Institute for Justice, we were all over all the different things that they've done and so on, and Clint will come on the show whenever we ask him, as a sitting justice. And I thought that was interesting. You know, he's willing to do that. He'll do that whenever I ask. So I'm going, okay, they have seen and witnessed the benefit of what we do. How will they be on this land thing? And I'm going to go, look, don't you guys go pussing out on me. Traitors first. And the reason I stopped working with the Goldwater Institute is because they had Art Laffer come, and he did this supply-side economic, voodoo economic, whatever, you know, the lower taxes increases, yada, 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 which is all good, except why?
As a little weasel.
Yeah, he was going, well, I'm going, wait. You lower, you put taxes, and he was saying, he goes, we need to have a little bitty tax on, you know, this thing and 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 this thing.
Maximize revenue for the government so they can spend it.
Right. And I'm going, why are you doing this to get more revenue for, how come I don't get to keep, well, what about me? You know, you're just trying to get more out of me in a secret way to do it. And he goes, well, so we can spend it. And who was he talking to? A bunch of these lobbyists and special interests and legislators and all these guys, that's what they want, more money. Montana comes in, North Dakota, and they say, we got this big Balkan oil find. What are you going to do with your extra $1 trillion? Well, these legislators, man, they already got theme parks. I mean, you know, it's just amazing, and I've seen it happen. So when they're talking, oh, the first balanced budget, I go, really? You paid off that education overcharge fund or that, you know, 40, it's like a check kiting they do. They borrow from this big last check of the year here, the hundreds of millions of dollars it gets up to. And I filed a lawsuit twice in Arizona Supreme Court, straight to the Supreme Court. I just went, boom, because there's a certain way you can do that. And they go, damn, how do you do that? I go, hey, man, I don't need to mess around with all this other stuff. I read the rules. So we do that. And they go, they even told me I couldn't. I had to educate the clerks at the Supreme Court with the law. Yes, I can. And oh, by the way, here's the microfiche over here when I did it a decade ago. So don't tell me I can't do it. You know, so this kind of crap, they're just, God, I hate those freaking libertarians. And I tell you, it's because of the internet. Before that used to be microfiche. You had to actually go, I had to physically go and show them that it was done before and the way we did it, that they were like, damn it, I hate when these guys do this. But then what happens? The press get it. Everything that's filed, all these things they see, and they go, ooh, what's already doing? Damn. And then here comes the media. So I'm on the vaccine education. We already got, you know, some people calling us and the press and whatever. So that's one thing we're working on. Matter of fact, Monday, we were working on all the press releases and finishing up the stuff on that. So when I talk to Goldwater, it's going to be primarily focusing on property rights. They keep saying they are, but are they really? Do I have to have an occupancy permit? I go, that's where they're getting you. And if you're willing to do away with that, ooh, we going to have us some fun. Do you want to play? But who supports them? This whole place is run by real estate developers. It's all real estate. They are the big stick that says whatever.
The 16% of the land that you can do it on there.
Yeah. They don't want to be opening up anymore. Now, BLM, they can sell it. They can do all kinds of. Matter of fact, they're supposed to.
Supply and demand. So if you can restrict the supply, then you, while the demand is increasing from people moving out of California and New York, like I did.
And the second they come to me and they say, well, you know, these guys, I go, oh, so it's not a principal thing. Okay, next.
And this picture is actually way worse of Larry Pratt. It's a bunny. It's basically a stuffed bunny, but then with a Uzi in there. And they even got him to show that as well. So I don't know if that'd be the last thing. And it's all on video. And
when did this happen?
Probably about a year ago. I would say last summer, maybe. Wow. It doesn't look good. I mean, it does. And I like what they're doing, but yeah, that didn't do any favor. I think the other person that got punked on that was Joe Walsh, who now, I guess, lost his radio job because he's running for president. So you can't keep your radio show job if you're running for president. He's running against Trump.
Yeah, and I just saw he's doing in the primary.
I think he got
Trump.
Punked on this as well. I think he was also.
Well, what
doing
about
the,
Bill Weld?
Yeah, he's running too. So
I mean, is he getting any attention anymore? Anybody care?
I don't pay attention to Bill Weld. But
so when's the primary Republican debating something?
I'd be surprised if you even have one because I mean, if Trump doesn't show up, then what's you know they can have it, but I don't think he's obligated to show up. Does he have to? I mean, what
do you think he would?
No, why would he? He has nothing to gain.
Yeah.
Okay, great. You throw a debate and you get Bill Weld and Joe Walsh there, and Trump's not there. Who the hell is going to watch it? I mean,
MSNBC.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow. Yeah, it'll be. And then what? Yeah, the other thing is Tulsi. I do have to get going. But yeah, I mean, Tulsi's been excluded from the next debate, even though she's qualified.
They excluded her?
She's qualified in 26 different polls, but then they have like their own certified polls, but they're not telling you where those certified polls are. So the Democrats own like.
So they're
bullshit.
Ron Paulin her. They're just doing what they can.
Yeah, so
to
like,
get her
it's
out.
Like, oh, sorry, you actually missed the qualification by one person. If one more person we surveyed would have said you, then that would have kicked you. I'm not even joking. If they said that she missed it by one person, even though in like several states, and yeah, obviously if you're listening to me, there's a whole bunch of stuff about her that I don't like, and she's CFR, but yeah, she's being ignored, and it's the hypocrisy of the ignoring and sort of getting the
she's a big threat. They want Kamala Harris or Hillary. Hillary's not done yet.
And Tulsi's got every checkbox imaginable. I mean, she's an ethnic mind. I think she's Hindu, and she's in the military, and she's a woman, and like so she's got like every like little checkbox basically checked on there.
All more reason to hell no.
And then they can't have her because you need to have Kamala Harris, who basically was California's top cop. She's absolutely awful. I think Elizabeth Warren now, she I don't know. I seem like a lot of the momentum in the predicted markets are going towards her now at least on the Democratic side. And I think
that's all BS because all she can do is she can get a crowd. She's going to get a crowd.
She got like 15.
Of all the progressive, kind of young, do me, give me whatever, rent a crowd. That they're going to. She's going to get a crowd, just like Bernie. Gets his crowd and her crowd to the crowd and them versus.
I feel like Bernie lost his chance because he sold out so much at the end that I don't see how people can really get behind him after he completely sold out and got everything stolen from him and still support Hillary even though she screwed us.
Yeah.
Actually, we should get that guy too on the show. There's a picture with me and David Chom, who I need to get him on. So I've got his info somewhere. I got or his handler's info.
Now, what's his thing?
He basically was coming out with like precursors to cryptocurrencies in like 1980 and 1978, writing white papers on all this stuff. So he's known as the godfather of crypto, along with some other few other people doing similar things way back when.
I've talked to him. I think I might have took that picture for you.
No, you were not that one. And I definitely. Promoted you to him as a because he was like basically
he
like
seems familiar. I'm sure I've talked to him.
He was sort of literally had both hands up in the air like hey, I need my handlers to come here to get me away from this crowd of people that are around him. And then I had to after he's already doing this try to interject. But then he really liked me and was like even like oh yeah, if you want to interview me at my private whatever island or whatever.
Very cool.
So I need to follow up with him because that was April. So
do me a favor and go through the guest list on Declare.
Okay.
And see what you recognize some guys. Because over the years, man, lots of people. I need to go through and start revisiting a lot of these predictions. Because that was a big thing that we do is predictions, in the first week in January. And we go back and look. I remember one when it went to, it was like 6,000, 10,000 by that time. And I think Davi predicted, Bitcoin's going to shoot up to 800. Boom! blew past that one, you know. So our predictions are squat.
Well, I gotta get some work done. So I guess we can probably end this, and I gotta go to the bathroom too.
Peace, guys.
Later, guys.